Here's Adley Simon busting it. He's in the midfield. 50, 45, 40. He could score. 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Adley Simon! That, my friends, is a 75-yard U of R Rams touchdown!
Growing the Game with Ballsy is a podcast dedicated to growing the game of football in Saskatchewan. Each week, Michael Ball will talk with Rider guests, but he'll also highlight amateur athletes, coaches, and builders in this province growing the game we love. Now, here's Ballsy.
Well, I don't like to dwell on the negative here on Growing the Game with Ballsy, but sometimes there's no way around it. Here's the latest quarantine. Enjoy. This one really speaks to me.
Whoa, 2020 sucks. I lost my job. My summer body looks more like a summer sausage body. I got 200 rolls of toilet paper in the closet.
Sometimes I'm lazy and I'll sleep till noon. My friends think I'm crazy. Don't wear clothes when I zoom. It's 9 a.m. and I'm already drunk. I gained a few pounds. Now I can't see my junk. All damn year I made $27. One thing's for sure.
2020 sucks.
2020 sucks.
2020 sucks.
This sucks.
2020 sucks.
Well, that sucks. This sucks.
This sucks hard.
This sucks. Being here sucks. This work sucks.
This sucks. I am out of here.
All right. Recently announced that there would be no fall athletics in the Regina High School Association this year. And I'm joined by the commissioner. That would be our friend Aaron Anderson. Aaron, I thank you for taking time and answering the questions. As you know, I'm kind of tapped into the football community, so my phone's been blowing up since the announcement came down. I don't think it's shocking that the announcement came down. I think it's just kind of the finality of it. But let's get some answers. These are some of the questions that have been posed to me by parents. I'm going to pass them on. Okay,
sprinkle
in with a couple of mine. First of all, how many versions of a schedule did you end up making? I last time I talked to you was 8.
Yeah, this year, I think the final tally was somewhere between 7 and 8. In any given year, usually it's 2 to 3 draft schedules that would be completed by the RHSA office. However, this year, with the increase, in terms of the number of venues that we had available, the uncertainty of the CFL and U Sports seasons. Eventually, when those were canceled, that freed up Mosaic, which was really good for high school football because we prefer Thursday and Friday nights anyway.
Right.
So the stars just didn't align. Certainly, the planning was there under ideal circumstances. It would have probably looked great. Obviously, we would have been a libel as well. But plans just didn't proceed as we had wanted to.
Yeah, okay. So, and I want to point out as we start this interview, Aaron, you have been, I'm grateful that you've come on to answer these questions, but you're not the face of this thing. You're just speaking here to me on Growing the Game with Ballsy. So I just want to make that clear. Like, let's not point any anger towards Aaron Anderson. There's a lot of people, a lot of chains, and a lot of levels this has to go through. So what ultimately led to this decision?
Well, I appreciate those kind comments on your behalf, Michael. School divisions do make these decisions. They obviously looked at a couple sides of the pendulum. One side says no to any fall sports being played. The other side, you're looking at teams competing against each other from various schools intercollegiately like we've done in the past. Instead, this year a decision was made to meet in the middle. I think it's a solid and excellent decision. School divisions have taken a measured, safe, manageable approach by not allowing a mixing of cohorts from various schools. But rather giving each RHSA member school the option to provide opportunities for student-athletes, coaches, athletic directors, and administrations to perhaps coordinate and organize plans mm-hmm. for fall sports that work for each school.
Okay, so you're letting them take part in their sport at their school. So let me just, this is a football podcast, okay?
Sure.
So would that mean they can still practice football skills? What does that mean for football specifically?
Yeah, so I mean, high schools, certainly they're going to have the chance to play and participate. It's just going to look different. It's going to be in the form of practices, skill development. You might have some drills, some skelly, scrimmages. Coaches are going to be able to have an opportunity to be creative. They might even roll in some weight training and video. Because we also have soccer going on, they're going to need to share fields. You can only have so many people gathered at a certain time as per government protocols. So they're going to work together. Athletic directors and coaches will work together. They'll come up with a plan. One day, you might have a group of football players on the field on one side, soccer on the other. You could have a group in the weight room, could have a group in video. So it'll be well coordinated. There's many options available.
Okay, and I like the fact you guys are trying to do something, that there's been a move amongst those that are in charge to try to do something. Here's a question I got, because yesterday I was calling a couple of peewee games at Libel Field, 9-on-9, okay? So
yep.
I got one of the parents ask me this. How come the RMF can play 9-on-9? Kids in elementary school, and I was at a peewee game, so it's grade 7s and 8. How can they play football, but high schools can't find a way to play, based on what you told me with the whole, inter-school mingling?
Right, and again, they are able to play football. It's just in a different context. So between Saskatchewan High School Athletics Association and the business response team, they've come out with the guidelines, which now have increased from a 50-person mini-league bubble to 80, with gathering limits at 30. So six-man, nine-man, to a certain extent, 12-man can now work. It's totally up to the administrators, athletic directors, and coaches to coordinate a cohesive plan to bring back football as safely as possible under the circumstances that we've been provided.
Yeah, okay, here's another one, okay? Why can we send kids to school? Now, once again, you have no bearing on this. I'm just asking you because you're in the mix of the decision-making, at least communicating the decision. Why can we send kids to school, one parent said to me, where social distancing is minimal? Like, they try to control it, but let's face it, people are passing each other in the halls, they're hanging out in commons areas, but we can't play, in this case, football. Like, there's a lot of gray area, and that's where I think a lot of the frustration comes, Aaron.
Yeah, and I think the main reason there is that schools just want to keep kids in their cohorts. Regina Catholic has got block scheduling where they've got two long classes and one shorter one in a day with kids in the same areas of the building. Regina Public, they're going to the Quint system. Luther's got a semester, so our three school divisions are all over the map. But the bottom line is they didn't want the mixing of cohorts, and that's been a mandate to schools. So that's one of the reasons in terms of the factors that you're outlining there.
Okay, and there's one other thing two other questions I want to ask you. If liability issues are a concern, and I'm sure they are when it comes to schools and our society and everything like that, and I get it, could you see high school sports, and i.e. the RMF, take over something like football, where we could still keep Campbell versus Leboldus versus Sheldon versus Riffle or whatever? We still have the high school entities, but it's run by the RMF, where we take it out of the hands of high school, so there's none of that legal issue and none of that. Because I feel, Aaron, that's where some of this lies. It's like, we don't want to have any issues. And I get it, but could we remove that by letting an independent organization or club teams take over, like volleyball and things like that?
The RHSA doesn't see it that way, Michael. We're an education-based sports program. We have different philosophies and goals than what you're outlining in terms of the RMF, RCBA, SAS football, SAS soccer, SAS athletics, SAS volleyball. I mean, you name it. Education's the number one priority in schools.
Yep.
Extracurricular is an important additional piece, whereas with our provincial sport governing organizations, they target athletics as their number one priority. So I think that's the difference there.
Okay. Now, here's something I want to bring up, and we had mentioned this last time you were on. I'm just putting myself, back. I guess I'm trying to relay how I would have felt, because my son played grade 12 last year and moved on to other things in that grade 12 year, whether he was moving on or not. And a lot of kids won't move on. This is their last chance to play football. So as I look at this, is there an opportunity maybe for us to move this to the spring? I know you had talked about, hey, let's keep fall in the fall. But I don't even know if we can, because you look at the fields, right? Where can these kids practice? Can they even practice? Because we got to look at the, if the fields get wet, they don't let us get on the practice fields. It's not as easy just to say we're going to play in the spring.
The priority right now is to take each day one day at a time.
Yep.
The SHSA has provided a 6-week window for our fall football to roll out September 28th to November 14th. Mm-hmm. We're encouraging our schools to take advantage of those times that they've been given, especially now that school divisions have made the decision to allow in-school competition. So that's our stance on that.
All right, Aaron, I really appreciate you talking to me and being cordial about it. Thank you.
Anytime, Michael.
And I'd like to thank Aaron Anderson for coming on Growing the Game with Ballsy and answering the questions that I proposed to him. Obviously not easy ones to answer. And like I said, he's not the face of this, but it was nice of him to step into the chair and take some of the questions that I was fielding from some of the parents. I feel really bad for grade 12 student athletes that won't get to play their sport of choice this fall. In the case of football, this podcast dedicated to football, we can have kids go back to school, but they can't play 12-on-12 football? What the hell's wrong with this picture? Like, we're having 37 kids in a schoolroom, in a classroom, okay? So my daughter is a trainer on the Riffle Royals football team. So you're telling me that she can't get it in science class, but she can get it on a football field? I mean, the RMF has been a perfect petri dish for us. Nine-man football, which, by the way, I kind of find it a little ridiculous. We have to play nine and not 12 when these kids, elementary school kids, grade 7 and 8, are going to class. But we can't play 12-man football. But anyway, great on Jeff Stusick, Kelly Hamilton, and Len Antonini and their board of directors for putting the protocols in place and doing a great job getting football on the turf. It was great to call football. Six-man, nine-man, 12-man, whatever. But the RMF can do it. High schools can't do it? What? It has everything to do with liability, and everybody's scared they're going to get sued. And what happens if I don't get voted back in because a kid got sick? And somebody stand up. Somebody in power stand up. Somebody that can dictate the law stand up and have some balls, okay? Let's not slough it off on the teachers. Let's not slough it off on the school boards. Somebody needs to stand up and tell me, tell the public why. Tell these football parents why we can't play football, why we can't play volleyball, but we can go to school. I'll tell you why. Because the kids go to school for the economy, as my partner in the morning, Chad McDonald, said. The kids are going to school for the economy, so the parents don't have to stay home. The football, the volleyball, the soccer, it doesn't affect the economy at the high school level. If you guys don't want litigation, then how about you turn everything over to the RMF in the case of football? Because they know how to run it. They've already shown you how to run it. They don't have enough equipment, so maybe we can work out something where you let them have the high school football equipment, where they can buy it off you, where you can give it to them for the kids, for their mental health. Mental health, heard of it? Yeah. We've had more high school football players in the last year kill themselves. Suicide at their own hands. I don't know all the reasons why. We've had more kids take their own life in the last year than people die of COVID-19 in Regina. Like, get a little perspective. The problem with common sense is it's not very common, okay? Quit picking and choosing where we can get COVID-19. Once again, let it marinate. How come the RMF can have football games, but high schools can't have sports in the fall? Please tell me. We heard from Aaron. Well, it's because of integration with the schools. I just called two Pee Wee football games involving four teams. Let's take the Balgonie Griffins, for instance. They have players from Balgonie, from Pilot Butte, from Emerald Park. They even have two brothers from Wolseley on one team. And they're playing kids, the Wolverines, from, I don't know, I guess South Regina, all over Regina on a team. That's integration. Those are grades 7 and 8. So they're not going to get it, but grades 9 through 12 get it? That's why people are pissed, because the rules are up in the air. There's so much gray, and nobody has any balls to take a stand. It's embarrassing. It's pathetic. And let's not direct our ire to the teachers. Let's not direct our ire to the educators. They have our kids' best interests at heart. smart. I know this for a fact. My kid's mom is a teacher, so I have a lot of respect for what teachers do and those that run the sports leagues. It goes higher than that. It's somebody else. I don't know exactly who, but somebody in power is being very weak-minded, showing very little logic and no common sense. If we're going to get sick, then nobody goes to school. Do it online. And here's another thing. Why can elementary school and high school kids go to school, but university kids can't? What? Oh, right, because they're adults and they can stay home by themselves and it won't affect the economy. They're on their own. You know, they're not, they don't have to, parents don't have to look after them. They don't have to rely on parents per se. That's what it is. Read between the lines. This is sickening. It's pathetic. And I feel terrible for grade 12s. I feel terrible for those senior athletes. Just like I felt bad for the grads who couldn't have their graduation because, you know what, well, we can protest and we can do this, but we can't have grads, those dirty graduates, they might make everybody sick. Oh, we're going to get sued. What if this happens? Oh, my God, I'm going to curl up and suck my thumb. Somebody else make a decision.
This has been Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a football story you'd like to share to help us grow the game, email Michael Ball at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com. Ballsy can be heard weekdays in Regina on 104.9 The Wolf Morning Show and during Saskatchewan Roughriders and U of R Rams broadcasts on 620 CKRM.